Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Esagro Financial Results as of September 30th, 2017 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, Chief Executive Officer of Esagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I'm, as usual, together with our CFO and other colleagues. I'll try to give you a synthetic picture of the situation, and we shall be happy to receive your questions and provide answers. The situation after 9 months is in line with our expectations of a trend towards the objective, the target we indicated, which means to achieve a turnover level of around 200 million in the middle term. This is something which started 3 years ago, and we had a plan, and we believe we are on track to achieve the result. On the basis of two main changes vis-à-vis the past practice. We have explained that a number of times. I am happy to try to re-emphasize it. One, with regard to new proprietary products, to keep investing year after year, waiting for the access, the moment we bring the product to the market. This started with a new fungicide, for which the development started 5, 6 years ago, and which we expected to bring it to the market around 2020-2021. On the other side, allocation of a portion of the financial resources to commercially grow, to create new positions in the world, to reinforce existing positions. Both actions are not such to generate short-term, exciting improvement of the basic result, but progressive improvements, yes, until 2020, 2021, the new product arrives, starts being sold in the marketplace. Where do we stand? We stand at the point where our sales turnover, which was in the first 9 months, 4 years ago when we started, 85, is now at 112. Even compared with 3 years ago, which is 9 months in 2014, it is 10% above. I repeat, not astonishing, but progressive improvement. At the bottom line, net result, after the very negative 2013 results of 8 million negative from 2014 through 2017, we have progressively improved from -1 to +1 and a half. which is certainly not what we want to have in future, but it is in, it's really, and this is very encouraging, a progressive improvement. By the way, in a market which has been this year not easy at all, in general, stable market, but with some critical areas. With regard to Isagro, that is important, we have achieved this marginal sales turnover increase by combining two negative events, which, however, are transitional, temporary. The two are a drought in South Europe. Second point, the negative impact in the short term of an important managerial change in India aimed at having, at creating the condition for a significant growth in the coming year in a market which is really growing with an important rate of growth. So we needed to modify the managerial approach to integrate the company into our system more than in the past. So in the short term, however, this change has caused a negative impact. These two negative impacts have been more than overcome by an important growth in the U.S. market. And this is not temporary. This is a sound, sustainable, and I would say growth which we expect to reinforce in the coming year, because it is the result of the industrial cooperation with Gowen, who is an important minority partner in the shareholder system of Isagro. Consequently, the positive impact, I mean 6 million extra sales in the U.S. are, I repeat, stable and growing, further growing. The other two negative, which together represent about 5 million, are temporary. And we expect, particularly with regard to India, to rebound significantly, certainly above what, not only to recover, but to significantly increase vis-à-vis the historical level. Okay, this is with regard to the sales, but this applies, of course, also with regard to the economic indicators going down to the bottom line. So 1.5 million euro in the 9 months net result. With regard to the financial situation, we have a level of debt which, first of all, represents about 80% of the net working capital, which means that 1/5 of the net working capital is covered by equity. Apart from that, we are in line with the December 30 year-end 2016, whilst being 4 million above the level of 12 months ago, which means September 30, 16. But this increase is fully, entirely linked, due, correspond to the increase in the net working capital, which went up by 4.3 million. So the financial situation remains sound, and very important for us in the rolling 12 months, in the in the September 16, 17 period, in the rolling 12 months, we have not created any debt, we have not absorbed any cash to finance our investment with particular regard to the R&D expenditure, where we keep running around 10% of our sales turnover, which is, as you know, an important level of commitment. In the past years, until 1.5 years ago, we had consciously absorbed cash not to slow down our investment in R&D. This would pay from 2020 on. But what is good now is that we have reached at least the position of a lot of absorbing cash. Is this our goal? No. Our goal is to generate cash. We are getting very, very close to it. Very, very close to it. We expect it starting shortly, very shortly. But it is an important improvement vis-à-vis the past years. So, financially, we are in a sound position. P&L-wise, we are improving, and in any case, with a positive number. Future. For the very short term, which means the last quarter of this year, and consequently year-end results, we are optimistic about the closing with a positive number, but this is linked conditioned by two aspects. One, represented by the impact of the negative, the unfavorable, the drought which hit South Europe. What does it mean? It means that historically in the last quarter there are sales to our customers who tend to create an inventory for the beginning of the coming year. We don't know what is happening because the drought this year has certainly an impact on the level of stock inventory. However, we have some reason not to be pessimistic on the basis of what has gone on in the first half of the last quarter. I mean, October 1st, November, yesterday. The second point is the timing for the finalization of a new agreement in the area of the long-term agreement, either through licensing deals or, as in this case, through a distribution agreement projected in the very long term, which we expected to close this year. But as I say always, timing of these deals is not in our control, not in our full control. Consequently, whether it is this year or early next year, the circumstances wouldn't change with relation to the financial statements of 2017. It would change. I believe there are very good chances that we close it this year. In which case, there will be a positive impact. That's for the short term. But let me please project the future a bit beyond December 31st, 2017. The business model we are applying is proving to be effective. We have in the 5 years, 13, 17, or if you prefer, October 12th, when we made the first agreement for the first agreement of this type of deals with industrial partners who act, get committed, pay us initial proceeds, revenues, to acquire certain rights, which can be to develop molecule, which can be to get a long-term distribution agreement. However, the deal is made, basically, it represents certain parties working, interested, committed, paying to extract value from our intellectual property. That must be understood very well. We are too small to be, to play by ourselves the game of extracting value. I have declared many times that this was a big mistake made 15 years ago, 17 years ago. It is behind us, but in our industry it takes a long time to recognize mistakes and a long time to win from good decisions. So now, in the last 5 years, we have made agreements. We have already generated 25 million euro as revenues from the deals. Before considering the annual revenues generated by the result, just talking about the initial proceeds, 25 million divided 5 years makes an average of 5 years, 5 million euro per year, which is what we consider on an average, but it's something which we could maintain. But this is very, very important, and this is helping us to finance our portion of the development of our proprietary products, whilst putting ourselves in the position of looking carefully at a possible increase of our sales via external growth, or if you prefer, making possible acquisitions in the area primarily of the biosolution. Because our strategy is twofold. With regard to the chemical molecules, generated, discovered by our research, we invest a portion, we have a certain parties participating in a way or another. But that's the core business. But there is another piece of business to which we are paying a lot of attention, and this is the biosolution, which are complementary to the chemical molecules, which is a segment which is growing fast, where we don't have any handicap in the science, and where we can play the game. We have been operating in the last many years, but now we are focusing more, certainly more strategic attention. Next year we shall have a new biosimilar, which at the end of the year will be introduced in the market, generated by our research. But we do intend to speed up this process by, on a very selective basis, by adding some pieces which we can find, of course, well-fitted our portfolio or in the area of biosolution. So on the chemical side, discovery and partial divestment and an agreement with the parties, stir the parties on the other, while considering also possible investment for acquiring something. Of course, we cannot exclude on an opportunistic basis to make some investments to reinforce local distributions where we have a reason for doing that, or selective acquisition of a certain products which are divested. So, but this is more opportunistic, whilst investment in the best solution is more systemic, more strategic and less opportunistic. This is what we want to do. In this way, we are confident that we shall reach the 200 million target in the middle term by the 20s, but that is not the ending point. That is the new starting point, generating cash, capitalizing on the contribution of fluindapyr, the new fungicide, which will first start in Europe and Brazil, and then in other areas, coupled with the actions in the commercial area. We have started selling directly in Brazil certain products. We have created a company position in Argentina. We are doing certain actions in Australia, and we have a plan in the Southeast country, in the Asia Southeast country. We also have a project in Africa. So small initiatives, which, however, piece by piece, will create what we were missing, a more important commercial presence. These are the strategic guidelines we are following. So no miracle year after year, but certainly a growing trend, which is already proven by the last 3 years. I would stop here, apart from having to remind everybody that until November 10th, there was an important growth of the value of the share compared to the beginning of the year. On November 10th, it was plus 75 for the ordinary shares and 21% for the gross shares, which has, of course, widened the spread, which has reached a 40% spread between ordinary and gross. I have only the moral obligation to recall that the gross shares in terms of potential floating are larger than the ordinary in terms of share potential in the marketplace, and that in case there is a change in the control of the company, or in any case, if the current controlling system goes below 50%, all the cross shares become ordinary shares. This is something which I feel obliged to mention every time. Sorry if I'm repetitive. And that's all. Very happy to get myself and my colleagues' questions, if any.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As a reminder, please press star and one on your telephone for questions. We are about to close the Q&A session, so if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Basile. At this time, sir, there are no questions registered.
Thanks a lot to everybody, and have a nice day. Thank you.